Thursday the 12th of June, 10 to 7, Rabbi Avraham Cutler, the Hanhaga of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar.
Thank you. I'd like to explore Chlal in general, the Hanhaga of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar in general, but the fact going to a Pasuk in this week's Parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu told the people to was on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, so there were some people that came to him. They were Tamei and the Nefesh Adam, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they asked, "Listen, we're Tommy, and we're not able to bring the Korban Pesach now. So what should we do?" So much so, I thought Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and say, "Hold on, Imdu Ve'eshma, hold on, I'll just see what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from this." And then we have the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Pasuk says, there were some people who were Tommy the Nefesh Adam, but they also lasted a Pesach Riyamahu. They weren't able to make the Pesach Riyamahu on that day. The equal to Moshe, they came for Moshe, Lifnei Aaron, Riyamahu on that day, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, wait, and we'll find out what's the din. So the question is, who exactly were these people? Who were these people who were Tommy the Nefesh Adam? So, let's first of all have a look at the Mefarshei HaMikra on Mikras Kedoshes Chumash. So the Ibn Ezra says, he learns Poshut, so he says, Vahi Anoshim, Vlei Yitakim, Shoya Machni Yisrael Godol, it's not possible there was such a large machne, Shalei Yamusa Shom Meisim Chol Yayim. The Machne being told before there was about, if we wait to make a cheshbon, there was a minimum of about 3 million people. Minimum of 600,000 men, all married, few children. There's a literally a minimum of about 3 million people. So it's not possible, Lens Poshut, Ibn Ezra learns Poshut. There must have been some people who were Tommy, some people who died. The Sephardim says on the next pasuk, he says, "Anachnu tamei lenefesh adam lama nikra." Why should we be held back? We were doing a mitzvah. Osik, he says, "Ma'achas ha'hoisa tamosa l'dvar mitzvah." Seeing as we were osik with dvar mitzvah, lemeis. Why should that be gerus avera? Why should that cause an avera? He didn't say what the meis mitzvah was. He didn't say exactly who what. But so that's the Sephardim. The Balatur says a gematria kidua, and he hasn't worked it out actually. But so he says, Anoshim, the words Anoshim Asher Hoyu Tumeim Nenefesh Odom is the Gematria Elu Shahoyu Nosin Arona Shal Yosef. These are the ones which carried the Oron of Yosef. And he has another Gematria as well. Asher Hoyu Tumeim, the Gematria Zelemeis Mitzvah. So I'm sure you all know that this is all based on a Gemara in Sukkah. It's also a Sifri. The Gemara in Sukkah, Dachav Aleph Omed Aleph, ask the question. So they're talking about in the sugya of Osu mitzvah, Potom and mitzvah, brings come arise, made different rise from different sukkim, and the Gemara asks Osu mitzvah, Potom mitzvah, mehocha nafka. It's from there, mehocha nafka. From there, the Sanya we learned in our pasuk, the Sanya we learned in the brayser. Bahoya noshem hashoyu tameim the nefesh odom. There were some people who were tomei the nefesh odom, and the Gemara asks Osu manoshim, those men Osu manoshim mihoyu. Who were Osam and Osam Hoyu? Who were those men? So in answers, Anosa Arona Shel Yosef Hoyu. They were the people who carried the Aron of Yosef. They had been carrying all the midbar all the way through. And they were Tomei because they've always had to be carrying the bones of Yosef, or the body of Yosef rather. That's why it's by the way that the carriers of the other Svatim, they weren't Tomei. That's why we didn't say the people who carried the other ones, the other brothers, the other Svatim. But no Sarona Shel Yosef, because he was embalmed, if you like, he was made into a mummy. That's why there was still a Thomas Mace there. No Sarona Shel Yosef Hoyu. Do Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Those were the Tana Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it was Mishol Vel Tofen Hoyu. Mishol Vel Tofen, what did they do? So Oskim and Nodan Aviyah, those are the ones when Nodan Aviyah died, and Nodan Aviyah died, they were told to carry out. Mishol Vel Tofen were told to carry out and be Osik with their Kavura. Also, we bring a riot from here that they were Tommy. They were a Tommy because there wasn't a total Srefa. There was only a Srefa Shabifnim. There was only a Srefa inside. And even if you don't learn like that, that there was enough of their body to be Mekayim, that there were the people carrying their bodies or their remains were Tommy. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yitzchok says, next Tana, final Tana. He doesn't agree with these two. Zim no Sarona Shal Yosef Hayu. If they were the people that carried the Oren of Yosef, Kavahu Cholin Yitar, they would have had time to be Mitaha. Rashi makes a cheshbon. He says that this Meister was obviously Pesach, Erev Pesach, and they hadn't moved for 10 months, did they? They came to They came to Har Chorev on 7, Aleph 7, and they hadn't moved from there for 10 months. So what do you mean? So they'd have planned to put down the Aron Shel Yosef, and they could have been Mataha. So he doesn't want to learn like that Tana. And in Mishal Vel Tzofon Hoyu, if it was Mishal Vel Tzofon, then Yechoyin Hoyu Litar, then they also would have time to Mataha. Why? Because Nodav and Avihu, they died, he makes a Keshman here, that Maisa took place on Aleph Nissan, the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, And now we're talking Erev Pesach, 14 days later. So they would have had time to retire. So what does he learn? He learns Ela Sukim B'meis Mitzvah Hayu. They were Osuk B'meis Mitzvah. Shechol Shvi Shalahem, they were Osuk B'meis Mitzvah. By the way, Rashi learns Meis Mitzvah is Lav Dafka Meis. Rashi learns, we'll see maybe another chat later on, but he says Lav Dafka Meis Mitzvah, that to any Meis is a Meis Mitzvah, because the person, the Kraven, has to have got a Mitzvah to be Yosek in the Kavura. And that fits in better, says Rashi, than what we're looking for a live Osuk Mitzvah, Potom Mitzvah. If it would be a mamash, a mace mitzvah with no kraven, then it wouldn't be. Everyone agrees that, you know, that's, you do that, that comes first before anything. So he wants to play it down, wants to make it not a regular mace mitzvah. Although the Gemara uses, although the Yitzchok says a sukkah mace mitzvah, he learns lav dafka mitzvah dafka. A few may say anyone, but he says makes the punks that they died 7 days before Pesach. Shachol shviyish lehem be'er Pesach. Shachol shviyish lehem be'er Pesach. Shenema v'le'ochlu lasis a Pesach be'emahu. They weren't able to make the Pesach B'yamahu on that day, but the next day they could have done the Pesach. That wouldn't have been a problem. B'yamahu, Eini Chayin Lasos, Holamachi Chayin Lasos, they could have done that. So we have three Tanoim shut in who these Tamei and Nefesh Adam were. You've got Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, who says it was no Saroni Shel Yosef, those who carried Yosef's bones. And you've got Rabbi Kiva, who says it was Mishal Val Tzofen, who were busy with Nodav Aviv. And you've got Rabbi Yitzchak, who says it was Asukim Meis Mitzvah, Shechol Svi Shalahem, there at Pesach. Now, to really go deeper and understand this Gemara and the Sugya and who exactly these people were, we have to go a little bit earlier in Parshas Kisiso, when you've got the counting of the Bnei Yisrael, the Minyanim, the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. The first Minyan was done after the Maaseh Egel, after Yom Kippur, after they've had Kapora, the Mochos Yom Kippurim, the Bnei Yisrael were counted, and the Minyan turned out to be 603,550. And later on in Parshat Bamidbar we just read, there was another minyan there. Rashi proves there was two separate minyanim. The first minyan was for the Adonim, was for the making of the Mishkan, and this minyan now, the minyan in the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar, says the date there, which was Aleph Iyar, just in the second year they went, in the second year when they came out of the Midbar. That was also 603,550. So Rashi asks in Parshat Kisisa, he says, how is it possible these two minyanim were the same? Surely, what's the question? Surely within those 7 months, that is from Aleph Tishri in the first year they came out of Mitzrayim, to Machos Yom Kippurim on the first year they came out of Mitzrayim, to Aleph Iyar in the second year they came out of Mitzrayim, surely within those 7 months, there would have been some 19-year-olds who would have turned into 20-year-olds. So how is it possible to be that the two minyanim are exactly the same? So Rashi has an answer. This is Rashi's answer. And he says that it's all in the same year. Yeah, it's all in the same year. The Lagabi minyanim of Odom, the great people are counted from Tishri. So the first counting was in Tishri. 7 months later, it's still in the same year, Lagabi minyanim Odom. Lagabi minyanim of coming out from Mitzrayim, we know that's counted from Nisan. That was because it's considered as two separate years. But Lagabi, the minyanim of people, that was only from Tishri. So it turns out, what was Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that people only have their birthdays once a year. Just Rosh Hashanah is everyone's birthday. That's the way it works. So therefore, the minyanim are the same. Now, the Ramban doesn't like this at all. And he says, I need Tomo. I said, I wonder, how can this be? He says, Eichli Tokein, how is it possible? It's almost a Tamiya to the Ramban. Rashi's a big Tamiya. Eichli Tokein, how is it possible? She Kal Gobel Kamoyu, such a big nation like this, we've made a Chesed back, at least 3 million people, below you most of the Chatzi Shona, Lemeas Alokim, means 100 or even 1,000 people could die within 7 months. How is it possible? How's that Shire? According to Rashi, there were 7 months, not one person died. This is Ramban's kasha on Rashi. And he brings a raya. What's the Ramban's raya? The Ramban's raya is our posuk. There were people who were tummy. So you know, he's laying up like the Ibn Ezra straightforward. That's my posuk. There were people who were tummy in Nefesh Odom. So people must have died. So you can see from my posuk in this week's Sedra, people must have died. If so, what's Rashi talking about, and why are these two why were these two minyanim the same? How can these two minyanim, the two countings, be the same? He also has another kasha. He says, what do you mean everyone has a birthday once? The birthday is once a year. It's always we find in Erechin Ligabi, every single din you have to know Boti Erechim, you have to know how many years Ligabi Bar Mitzvah, you have to know how many years Ligabi all the din Erechin, you have to know how old the person is. That's surely Me'ez Leis. Sure, that's Mei Slate. He says, the Ramban's understanding of Rashi. So when we know we have lots of bar mitzvahs for Bereishis Noach, so everyone's bar mitzvah would be Bereishis Noach, or sometime in between the Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shuva maybe. Yeah, everyone's mitzvah would be Shabbos Shuva after Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban asks these two questions on Rashi. Number one, Ashe Tamei and Nefesh Odom, people that have died in the Midbar, you can see from our posuk, Ashe Tamei and Nefesh Odom. And number two, it doesn't make sense that people have their birthdays only once a year. The two kashas the Ramban asks on Rashi, they're in Parashat Kisisa. And the Ramban's, how does the Ramban answer? The Ramban needs to answer how these two minyanim are the same. So he also says a very interesting thing. He says, yeah, Zichar people died. Zichar people, I think, as we said, people definitely died in the Midbar. But the people, there was just the same amount of people that Nitzah, within those 7 months, there were exactly a corresponding number of 19-year-olds who turned 20. That's the Ramban's chant. Coincidence, whatever you call it. That's the Ramban's chant. That's why. That's less of a coincidence.
A nest.
Well, we're talking about Nes Nissim. then everything starts today, there's Nes Nissim Mizrachi.
It's
Nissim,
the Levium.
Oh, the second chant is the first minion was with the Levium. And then the second minion was without the Levium, and also came, and the 19-year-old to turn 20 also came to the same number. Anyway, that's the Ramban to Pshatim. So just to recap again, you've got Rashi who says, which again more than for us and our more in Sukkah and our Posuk. Rashi says nobody died, and you only turn 20 at Tishri time. You only turn 20 at Tishri time. That's why the two numbers are the same. The Ramban said, nope, people definitely died, and the 19-year-old, the same amount of people that died, had a corresponding number of 19-year-olds to take their place. Now, just to answer, these seem quite strong questions of the Ramban on Rashi, so we'll just say the answers, we'll say the answers in Mizrahi, and they're as follows. First of all, what's this? Not how can you say it's a tamia? Well, nothing's hard in Israel Kodesh Baruch. It says, "Vani Tomei." Are you talking? How is it possible that nobody died? What do you mean? How is it possible? You should see the Ramban's loshen, the Mizrachi's loshen. Is it about there was mon every single day? Then he's been his Messiah exactly. The Mizrachi is Messiah exactly. What used to happen? You used to have a rock. You used to walk. You used to basically go with them. They were surrounded by non-Israel Kodesh. How is it possible? They were living the Derech Nes anyway. It's not that difficult that. It's just maybe a minor thing compared to these other Nisim, that for 7 months nobody died. Well, it's really Eichi Tochen. It's very Tochen that nobody died in 7 months. In those 7 months. He also is Raya. One is his Raya. His Raya is from the Posseb. By Yanoshim, I share who you to me in the Nefesh. But the Mizrachi says that's the Raya Faket. It's the other Rabba. It brings the Gemara down, which we just quoted. It says, Mi hoyu anoshim, who were these men? Means we have obviously a difficulty. We don't understand who they were. We have a difficulty. Obviously, it looks more like Rashi's. Taka, nobody died, and the Gemara is saying, if nobody died, then who are these men? And then we have these answers, Mishavah, Tophon, or Mishavah, Mishavah, Yosef. So what's that answer is his posset. Obviously, Ramban learns differently. And his, the other kasha about the birthday is only at the birthday, is only in Tishri. The Malbim actually answered this, says interestingly. He says, Avada, for any count, anything you need to know the number for a personal issue, for some for a mitzvah or erechin, a bocher, a chema, a yochid, any minion of a yochid, that's for May's 8th, whenever his birthday is. But if you're doing a census, if you're doing a public census, then there has to be some cut-off point. If the census takes, however long, how long it's going to take, it's going to not going to take more than a day, more than a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, however long it's going to take. So what you're going to say, on Monday you counted him, he was 19, so he's not part of the number, but on Wednesday he turned 20, so what are you going to do? You're going to change the number, it's going to be impossible. There has to be some cut-off point, that's how the Muslim explains it. So the cut-off point is, for a public numbering, then it has to be Tishri, so it's not so it's not so spare. So we've answered the Rambam's kashas on Rashi. Now what we need to do though, however, is to go and relearn the Gemara. How's Rashi going to learn that Gemara? And how's the Rambam going to learn that Gemara? Now, Rashi, we started off, it seems pretty easy, so let's go to the Gemara again. It says, there were some people who were Tomei Nefesh Adam, and the Gemara is asking, Osam Anoshim Mihoyu, who were them? Who were those people? Because Taka, if nobody died, like Rashi's Mahalach is, if nobody died, then Taka, we want to know, who on earth were they? So then we have these two Uxim from the Tanoim. You've got Rabbi Yosef Lili, who says it was Nosa Rona Shav Yosef. You've got Rabbi Kiva, who says it was Mishael Ben Sofon. So I have Sukkim Ben Nodav Aviyu. So then you've got Rabbi Yitzchok. You can't forget about Rabbi Yitzchok, the time of Rabbi Yitzchok. He says, it couldn't have been either of those two, because they had time to be Matar. And I Sukkim Ben Meis Mitzvah Hoyu. They were also the Meis Mitzvah. Shol Shvir Sholehen, the Esbeh Pesach. So that Rabbi Yitzchok seems to say that, yeah, people did die. People did die, more like the Ramban. So, what's Rashi going to do with Rabbi Yitzchok? Bit of a puzzle. Now, let's look at the Ramban. That's okay. So, the Ramban looks like Rabbi Yitzchok fits in very well. There were Osam B'meis Mitzvah, there were Osam Sukkim B'meis Mitzvah. That's Mashma. Yeah, people died. People died, and this was a B'meis Mitzvah. But then, how on earth are you going to learn the first part of the Gemara? First of all, what's the Gemara asking? Mi Hoyu? Who were they? I mean, what are you asking? Who were they? Who were they? There were people who died in the Midpoint. Why should we want to know? This could have been anybody. And the first two Tanoim, the Sacharim of Yosef, could have been anyway. So we've got some questions here. We've got a bit of a puzzle here. According to Rashi, the Gemara goes very nicely, but you've got a problem with Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says it makes people looks like people died. And according to the Ramban, the first two Tanoim don't work out, and the question of the Gemara doesn't work out. Who were they? But you've got Rabbi Yitzchok makes sense, because he said people died. So, you could say, if you wanted to, that Rashi is going with the first two Tanoim, with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili, and Rabbi Yitzchok is going, and the Ramban is going, it's just basically learning out Rabbi Yitzchok. But obviously, with the Mechanach in the Yeshivas, that you can't do this. Rashi is going to have to learn up a whole Gemara, and the Ramban is going to have to learn up a whole Gemara. You can't be with so. If you want to, you could say that, but there are two Uxim. The Gemara in Sukkah, just quote that Gemara in Sukkah, there's a Ritzvah on that Gemara. Which says, which actually asks exactly the same question which we've been talking about all this time. He asks this question, the Ritzvah on the Sukkah there. He says, when the Gemara asks, Mihoyu, who were they? When the Gemara says, Mihoyu, who were these men? It's Tamiya Milsa. Tamiya Ritzva. Tamiya Milsa. Mahi de Mahabi Tanoi, but also Anoshim Mihoyu. Why are the Tanoi looking for who were they? Balahoyoi the Shishim Riboy, Shimusa Mahem, the Kholyom, the Yom. Like the Ramban do Mahalach, the Ritzva. He says, why is the Gemara asking who on earth were they? It's possible that people died every day. Why are you from Tamei Mason? And furthermore, it says, didn't they know that somebody Tommy can't offer up carbon pesach, can't offer up the carbon pesach? It's a posh salocha, and they had the chutzpah to go and say, listen, yeah, we're Tommy, can we offer up the carbon pesach? And so much so that Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, into the loma nigra, why should we be held back? It's not fair. And so much so that Kodesh Baruch had to go and ask. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what the halacha was, and he got an answer. And we also said the whole parsha was royal in Emma al pi Moshe Rabbeinu. It was said through these Anoshim Kesherim. what's going on here? So the Ritva answers and says that these people weren't the stam Tomei. They were miuchodim. They were special people, and they came with a very clever taina. It wasn't stam we're Tomei, can we offer the Tom Pesach? It punked, as the Gemara says, it worked out that their Shvi Shulahen, their seventh day, worked out on Erev Pesach. and they knew they could be Mataher later on, but by the time they were coming to eat the Kodshim, was Kodshim, they could be Mataher. But they wanted to know, the Shechita, because certain sorts of Tumah you can shecht on, so the Shechita, can we do the Shechita? We're anyway going to become Tahar later on, we're going to make for later on. So they had a very, very clever Taina. They had a very clever Taina in Hilchos Tumah and Tahara and Achilas Kodshim. They had an extremely clever Taina. Why they thought they should be allowed to, they should be allowed to shecht. Or the Karban Pesach should be allowed to be shecht before then. So then we're asking, Mifnei Shabbat the Taina Gedola. So he also says, Tanoi, the Kulu Tanoi, Nami Hoki Sabri. All of the Tanoi also held of this. So you can learn that what the Ritva is saying. Yeah, Avada, definitely for sure people died. If so, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Mihoyu Ranoshim, who were these people? Who on earth were they? People died every day. He says, no, there were special people. They were Mirchodim. Another somebody else says that they were Ksheirim, whenever they had the Loshon Anoshim. It means they're Ksheirim. Also, there's another Deacon that says, Anoshim Asher Hoyu Temeim Lenefesh Odom. If it was some people who were Tomei, it says, Vahi Anoshim Temeim. Came up. Vahi Waha. Vahi Anoshim Asher Hoyu Temeim Lenefesh Odom. It's a bit of an Arichas there. So you can learn from there that these were Miyachodim, very, very special people, who came with a very, very clever time to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mifnei Shabbat, to read out the Loshon, Mifnei Shabbat, the Taina Gedola, who shashol le Miyahoyu, Elo Anoshim, Lovoy, Bashar le Zois. Because they came with such a great time, such a clever thing, that's why I said, hey, who thought of that? Miyahoyu, not Miyahoyu, who were they, because no one died, like we learned for Rashi, but Miyahoyu, who were they? Because, they're down there. Who were they? They came up with such a clever thing to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Who were these Anoshim Ksheira? Now the Kuntz Ritva, the Gemara, and the Kuntz Ritva, we can learn the Ramban, because Ramban can learn the Gemara very nicely, like the Ritva. Because you're saying, who were they? Who were they? Who were these special people that had such a clever Taina? And one Tana says, you know, it was these people who had this Chusakang Arena Shaliosim, as Reza Glida, the Kiva says it was Mishal Bel Sofen. Rugiyachov doesn't like that and says, no, there was Tomei Meis Mitzvah, which you can learn at Rashi, which you can learn. It was Tomei Meis Mitzvah. There was Tomei Meis Mitzvah, but they were people who came with a very clever Taina. That's why I want to know who they were. So that's the Ramban. We can learn up the Sugya like the Ramban. We can learn the Sugya for the Ramban. Rashi, we understand, remember the Sugya went a little bit easier. Again, what do we say? We said, Mihoyu, who were these people? Who exactly were these people? Because nobody died. Remember Rashi said, no one died. No one died, and the birthday is only at Tishri. And no one died, so they were asking, if no one died, who were they? Very simple. Then we've got the Tana of Yosef Glidi, Yosef Glidi says, no, sorry, Yosef. We've got Rekiva says, that Mashal Bel Sofoin. And Rebietchok was a bit of a problem. Rebietchok was a problem there. So the Tzlach, on the Sukkah, there in Sukkah, he brings down the Ritva's Kasha. He says, what's the Tamir? He says, the Ritva's Kasha, which was Tamir, how can it be? What are you asking me, Hoyu? People died every day. So the Tzlach actually brings down the Rashi in Parshas Ki Tzitzis. He says, no, we've come to Rashi, people didn't die every day, and that's punk why we're asking. That's punk why we're asking me, Hoyu. Who were they? And then I've got the first two Tanoim, you've got Rekiva, and you've got Rabbi Yitzchok Lili, who explain who they were. What does he say for Rabbi Yitzchok? He says, the Vahanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar, that people didn't die during those 7 months, was only for the ones which were counted, the minion of the Bnei Yisrael. The Geirim, were amongst the Geirim that did die. And we also know if a Ger dies, Ger ain't no Kovim, so he hasn't got relatives. So the Tzlach and the Ponim Yofus, and the Mabim also, they all learn when it says, when Rabbi Yitzchok's talking about Pasukim Reis Mitzvah, it's talking about of Geirim who died. There would be a proper Reis Mitzvah, no one to be covered them, they wouldn't have any relatives. Therefore they came to those that were Osek in their Kibura, those were the ones that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, what should we do? The Slack says it, the Marvin says it, Tom Yoff says it. The only problem I have with it, which I haven't got a terrace for, is that Rashi himself doesn't learn Tomei Meis Mitzvah like that. He says, and especially with the Sugya, he learns Tomei Meis Mitzvah is Lav Daska Meis Mitzvah Daska, Lav Meis Mitzvah Daska, Afiklu Meis Seim Nami, even it could be anybody, Meis Mitzvah Korlu, the Mitzvah is Afik Bahem, anybody. So, going through the Mahalkam again, so we had the Ramban, who learns that, yeah, people zicha died, and that's the pshat in the posuk, learn the posuk, and I would literally say the kapashtus, v'hi anoshim ha'shayu t'meim l'nefesh odom, people died. If so, what's the Gemara asking me, Hoyu, who were they? Because there weren't some people. They had a very, very clever tiny behind them. They were coming Tomei, they were coming Tomei that night, so maybe they could still offer up the Korban Pesach, or somebody do it for them, and so they had a clever tiny. So who were they? So you have got Reis HaGlili, and you've got the Kiva, said it was individuals, either Nosei Aron Shel Yosef or Meshal Be'al Sofon, and Yitzchok, but then the Yitzchok passed, it was a Sukkim of Meis Mitzvah, a Meis Mitzvah, which you can learn however you want to learn, either Meis Mitzvah Dachter, the Gerim, or not the Gerim, or somebody else. But the people that came at a clever time. And then you've got Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, no, nobody died, nobody at all died in the man of those 7 months. Obviously we know Tisha B'Av afterwards, they laid down, they did, some people obviously died afterwards, all the, after the Chet and Raklim, people were dying there. But Rashi learns, then that time, nobody at all died. If so, what we have, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. That's when the Pasuk says, V'yanoshim asher, hoyutimim, nefesh, darikas in the Noshim. And that's what the Gemara is asking, who on earth were they? If nobody died, who were they? So you've got Rabbi Yitzchok, you've got Rabbi Yitzchok Lili, and who says it was Nosei Aron Shel Yosef, and you've got Rabbi Kiva, who says it was Meshal Be'al Sofon, and then you've got Rabbi Yitzchok, who said it was Asukim Beis Mitzvah, but what's shut in that? It has to be Asukim Beis Mitzvah, meaning of the Geirim, and it was Taka Papa Beis Mitzvah of Geirim, and although none of the Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael died, of the Geirim, the Erevav of the Geirim, then any of them could have died. I'd like to finish off a couple of little quick thoughts as well, also on the Hoggah of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. God Possum this week said, it says, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, a famous vault. You know you've got a Melacha of Sosa. Sosa is you're allowed, you're not allowed to destroy something on Shabbos. We paskin that Sosa is only a Malacha if it's Amanos Libnos. If it's Sosa Amanos Libnos. But there's a Tana in Shabbos, at the Plamad Alephon base, with Yossi, and he says that Sosa is only Amanos Libnos B'Makomai. How is Sosa? Only if you're Sosa on the condition to rebuild it in the actual same spot. We don't paskin like that, you can take down the bricks. If you're going to use them for somewhere else, that's also Sosa. But he says, Sosa only Amanos Livnos B'Makomai. Have you Sosa? Amanos Livnos Shlev B'Makomai. Love you Sosa. Zomle Rabba, Michdi, Komalach Bishafim, and Mishkan. All the Malachas were landed in the Mishkan. Vasam Sosa, Amanos Livnos Shlev B'Makomai. They could pull the Mishkan down, and then they'll put it out somewhere else. So that's also Sosa. That's how we learn. So Omalei, so Rabbi Yossi answers, no, Shani Hosom, Dixib, Apia Shem Yachnu. That's all the Gemara says. No. He says, because the prophet says, Api Hashem Yachnu, therefore it was Sosa Amanos Libnos B'Makomai. So, what's Pshat in that? What's Pshat? So, Rabbeinu Hananel says, Pshat is that because it was always Api Hashem, whenever they were building it, whenever they were taking it down, it could be that they would have to totally Sosa the whole of the Mishkan, and then straight away afterwards they could have to put it back in exactly the same spot. They never knew exactly where they were going to put it up. And therefore, that's a Rabbeinu Hananel's Pshat, and therefore, it's Sosa Amanos Libnos B'Makomai. That's a bit schwer. I don't know if that ever happened, first of all. And second of all, it should also, it was Zikr, Sosa Amanos Libnos Shelo B'Makomai. They were pulling down the Mishkan, they were going to put it somewhere else. So at least, at the very least, it should be both. Sosa Amanos Libnos B'Makomai and Shelo B'Makomai. So there's a Pshat from the Baal Musa as follows, with a nice, beautiful marshal. As follows, and I'll say it the way I heard it first time, which is, imagine you're travelling on a train and you're going from London to Newcastle, and you've got a pregnant woman on this on this train, and she has a baby inside of her, obviously. The train is now somewhere in the middle in Darlington. So where would you say the mokum of the baby is? Would you say the baby is now, the Uber is now in Darlington? Or would you say, no, where's the baby? The baby's in inside the mother's stomach, inside the mother. So you'd say it's inside the mother. So this is the way that the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar. We never moved to different places. We were always surrounded by Anonim in all six directions underneath as well, and we moved together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisu. Wherever they pulled down the Mishkan in one spot, and wherever they moved to, it was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were vital in the same mockum with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we've just come through Kabbalah Torah, and At this point now, there's no next big Yom Tov. Now we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, but we've been makabel the Torah, and wherever we're learning, we're mamash. We haven't got the hanhog of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing us in the midbar, but whenever we are with a Gemara, we open up with a Gemara. That's where Rav Hashem. There's a story. It's ended with a story of Kram Shmulevitz. Kram Shmulevitz was on the boat from Vladivostok to Shanghai to cope first, then Shanghai to cope. And they were sitting. They said the Bokhim there sitting. They were learning underneath. They were learning underneath with a group of Bokhim were learning underneath with Kram Shmulevitz. And all of a sudden, they heard out on the deck. Some onlooker on the deck said, "Ah, land! We've seen land." So Bokhim turned around to another and said, Where are we? So Kram Shmulevitz turned around and said, "We're in Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. That's where we are. There we're in Ksubas. We're here." So that is the Mokum of Yid on his black Gemara.